England. Yeah. Everybody's talking about the rockin' Quave over in England.
Yeah.
It's a Quave.
Yeah.
Everybody love it.
Yeah.
I just finished my tour in Germany.
Yeah.
I just left Italy.
Yeah.
I went on down in Sweden.
Yeah.
I stopped over in Belgium.
Yeah.
And I went on down in France.
Yeah.
I went over in Australia.
Yeah.
Everybody's shaking.
Yeah.
They're rocking.
Yeah.
In rhythm.
Yeah.
And oh, they're having a good time.
Yeah.
And I just made it back around to let you know that it's time for you to shake.
Yeah.
I want you to get it.
Yeah.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on.
This is 11L RNI
with Johnny Lightning. Richard. Little Richard Barry, I think, is probably the greatest artist of the 50s, other than Elvis Presley.
Well, everybody has their favorites, Dave. I'll put a vote in for Bo Diddley, but that's for me.
Bo Diddley is a one-chord wonder. I'm sorry.
But that chord built the world. That's the foundation of the universe.
Yeah, yeah, but...
God said, here's the Bo Diddley beat. I can build stuff on this.
Yeah, but... I don't know. Little Richard was a pioneer before he knew he was a pioneer.
Right. Well, they didn't know.
They didn't know. I knew. I was too small to know.
Yeah, you didn't even know. We were sucking our thumbs back then.
And I was hanging out with my mom, Sally.
Honey, 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 get up off of that mark. moms and dads and girls and boys, give it up and make some noise. The whole world loves us. Wonderful R&I.
Tell me what was on his mind.
Money, says,
money, honey, yeah. Money, honey. Money, honey. If you want to get along. Well, screaming fella, what's wrong with you? Hey, from the thing on our romance is true. Said, tell me, baby, a day that's too late. Could another man take my place? Says,
Yes, indeed. Little Richard. Little Richard won't stab you in the back. I guarantee you that.
No, no. Little Richard, one of the great originators of rock and roll. And everybody has their favorites, Dave. I know I talked about Bo Diddley. You talked about Little Richard. Elvis Presley. You liked Elvis, too.
Oh, I do. I like, yeah. But I think Little Richard was, because he was gay, because he was ahead of his time, because he was flamboyant, because he was probably more of a wild man than Jerry Lee Lewis.
Well, the two of them together would certainly be part of like two-thirds of like the unholy trinity, I'll tell you that.
Little Richard makes me smile today.
Yeah.
And, you know, the day, I'd rather do a tribute to Little Richard while he's alive rather than do it, oh, Little Richard died. No, he didn't die today, folks. He's alive, but this is a living tribute.
Right. You know, it's funny, Dave. You talk about Little Richard and all, and I always play this little game in my head. Which four people history? Right. I play many games in my head, right. Which four people throughout history, now they can be fictional, they can be real people, they can be fictional characters, would you like to have at your lunch table? And Little Richard always makes my lunch table.
Really? I have dinner with him, but you can have your lunch. This is 11L Radio New York International. We keep knocking with Little Richard here on R&I, coming up at the top of the hour with Power Pop Plus with Barry and Dave on Radio New York International.